Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of Hilchos Lashon Hara is Nischus for Shleima of Yosef Tov Echayla, Hishtavar for Shleima, Bekorah, Pesosha, Choli Yisrael. So last week we mentioned the first two of the categories of Avak Lashon Hara. Now we mention the third one from the Chofetz Chaim and the fourth one from Rabbi Chana Wasserman, who was a contemporary of the Chofetz Chaim. The third one that the Chofetz Chaim brought of what is Avak Lashon Hara, indirect Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara, is when you praise somebody, Either you praise him in front of people who don't like him, or you praise the person excessively in front of a tzibur, and there'll always be somebody in the audience who will say, you think he's such a tzaddik, you think he's such a Talmud Chochem, you think he's such a Baal Tzedakah, I know things about him. Somebody's going to pipe up and say the opposite. So therefore, indirectly, you're causing somebody to speak Lashon Hara. Now you might say, what did I say wrong? I only said good things about him. I didn't say anything bad about him. Afal piken, because you said good things about him, therefore either good things to excess, or you said good things about him in front of people who don't like him, therefore it's going to cause that somebody else will speak Lashon Hara about him. So that's the third category of Avak Lashon Hara. Rabbi Chanan Vassman, Hashem Yinkai Doma, adds a fourth category of Avak Lashon Hara, which is when you praise somebody when it's not deserved. If it's an undue praise, and as a result of that, somebody else is going to react. For instance, he says, if you're speaking about somebody, somebody asks you about someone else, information about going to business with him, and you praise him excessively, he's as straight as they come, he's so honest, the truth is, it's not so deserved. But as a result of that, because you've praised him excessively, this person goes into business with him. And as a result of that, later on, Yenish swindles him. And in other words, there can be a takola that can come out from the praise which is undeserved. So Rabbi Chanan says it's Avak Lashon Hara to praise somebody, to say really, really good things about him, because somebody else might then carry on with what's. I wanted to go through. There are three examples brought down in the art scroll, Chofetz Chaim. And I find some of them quite surprising as to what might be Avak Lashon Hara. They give three scenarios. There's an A, a B, and a C in this perek. Yeah, so I thought I'll mention what's called. I thought I'll mention one of them. In fact, I'll mention all of them. But he gives an example. One of them that they give is that there's a chairman introducing the headmaster at a school dinner. So you've got a school dinner, you've got a function, whatever it is. Yeah, it could be somebody introducing a Rosh Hashiva or somebody like that, a leader, who's being introduced by a chairman, and he's the next speaker. And the chairman says things like, headmaster, let's talk about headmaster. This headmaster that he's had many, many years in chinuch, and he's got a BA and he's got a PhD, and he's and he was originally in Manchester, and now he lives in London, and he's got a beautiful family. And I'd like to introduce the chairman. The Chofetz Chaim says that in the example, the art scroll says in this example that might be Avak Lashon Hara. Why? Anybody think why? Well, I read it, I thought to myself, really? That's Avak Lashon Hara? But maybe, I mean, the book says so. Yeah, although it's not the Chofetz Chaim's example, it's the art scroll's example. Just to tell you, it says there because he hasn't said a word about the headmaster in the school. He hasn't spoken about how he reacts with the teachers. He hasn't spoken about how he teaches. He hasn't spoken about how he reacts with the pupils. He said absolutely nothing. In other words, it's conspicuous maybe by the absence of him saying anything good about the headmaster in the school itself. He said everything around the headmaster, but nothing about the headmaster's chinuch in our school. And he says that's a glaringly obvious omission. And some people will interpret that as suggesting that, he didn't want to tell any lies, so therefore he only said the good bits and left out the bad bits. Yeah? So therefore, Chofetz Chaim says, according to the art school, that would be an example of Avak Lashon Hara. There are two other ones also where it took me a little bit of time to sort of think about whether or not that really is Avak Lashon Hara. We'll go to them tomorrow, Bleeda. Maybe. No, with your help. Listen, everybody else is involved. Torreway Northwest, London, Sunday, Chof Dalet Sivan, the 30th of June, Harav Yaakov Elituv Shlita, on the subject of Korach versus Moshiach.
Korach. We all know we've been brought up with the parsha of Korach being one of the big kashas of our time. Yismach Moshe said, he said he was a Gilgal from the Dor HaMidbar, and he said anybody would have been there at the time of Korach and Vadosa was being Chayla Kamoshe Rabbeinu would not have known which side to take. It was a tremendous nisayon, and the tainas of Korach had a tremendous effect on everybody there in the Midbar. The Dor HaMidbar were Dor Dea. They were Mekabel Torah Mepi Moshe Rabbeinu, Mepi Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu. And it came to the Korach, which we learn about Korach, and we don't understand what it's all about. It sounds like a machlekes, a protexias. Who's going to be the leader? Who's going to have this shtela? Who's going to be in charge? We need to understand more about Korach's taina, what was going on, and be able to understand what we can learn from there. What was his taina? What was Korach coming to do? What was his taina though? That's talking about what the question is. He was jealous, but the Torah, I'm coming to explain now. What was his claim? How did his subconscious drive? What was the intrigue of him? I'm not going into. We'll talk about that. I want to understand right now. What was he actually saying? How did he get the people on his side? It says, "V'yikalu al Moshe v'al Aaron v'yomer aleim rav lochem ki chol ha'eda kulam kadoshim." All the eda kulam kadoshim of v'soicham Hashem. The Eibush the Shechina is v'soicham Yisrael. U'madu atis nasu al kahal Hashem. This is kahal Hashem. Cholkim kavod l'rabbi b'mokim da Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ein mokim l'zeh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is presiding within Klal Yisrael. Is there a place now? Is there a place for anybody to have a chashivus in front of the Eibush? He came with another taina we find Rashi brings. Rashi says that, how did he go initially to them? He says, "Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kos ben Levi, v'dosan v'avir and b'nei Eliyov, v'ayimapaz b'nei Rovin, v'yakumu lifnei Moshe v'anosh b'bnei Yisrael chamish m'osay." What were these words, v'yakumu? Zot Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Ma'osa omad v'kines, Rosh Sanhedrios, Rubon Mishavit Rubin Shchenov, Vei Melitzo Ben Shtev V'Chavei Chiyotzapoy, Shenem Anesi Eida Kroi Moed, the most chashuv tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. V'bishon Talisoi Shekulon Techeles. He dressed them in Begodim which is Kulon Techeles. Bo V'omdu Lifnei Moshe, Omroloi Talis Shekulon Techeles, Chayeves B'tzitzis. If the baggage is already, it's made out of Techeles, does it need tzitzis? Oy petura. Moshe Rabbeinu says chayeves betzitzis. His chilul is sachik alav. Moshe Rabbeinu saying a shver chiddush. He was saying, you've got a beggar of tcheles, but you still need to have one string of tcheles coming off it. They laughed at him and asked on him, "Efshe talis shel min ache chut echot shet tcheles poitra." You've got a beggar of tzemer which is not tcheles. You've got min ache chut from a min ache chut echot shet tcheles poitra zuche kulot tcheles leitivto esatzmo. It shouldn't be enough. I once saw the stipler in Birchas Peretz ask a question on this kavachomer. What type of kavachomer is it? The reason why we have tzitzis is as a zecher, is to remember. If it wouldn't be that we have an additional string, we'll take it for granted this is a kalav tcheles. It's the fact that we have these tassels, we've got tzitzis, which are coming off the beged, it's a zecher. So he said it's a kavachomer shel doifi. What's Korach saying? That you've got beged tcheles. Very good, we're needing a reminder over here. The fact that the beged is a tcheles doesn't help you, we need something to remind you. For that, we need a psil techeles coming off the beged. That was his question on the Kal V'chaymah of Korach. Now Korach was hopefully somebody being nice from the nice orange should have known how to learn. So we could say that Korach, this is a story. Maybe we could say Korach's pshat. What was Korach saying? If you look in the Medrash, which is quoted, he comes and says another thing. He says, Abayis Moli Svarim. Abayis, where you go in, going to Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house. Moli Svarim, you can't see anything else besides Svarim. It needs a mezuzah. A bias without any Torah going on inside. We see a mezuzah. You've got just the same way we said by a beggar shel techeles. You've got a mezuzah will patter the house. If the house is already a bias molly Torah, it's an Oren HaKodesh kemat. You need to put a mezuzah on the door. One pair of parchment, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The whole house is full of Shema Yisrael. I want to bring out just one more point. What was all through this display? If this was just a Lomdisha machlokes, in learning of Kal V'chaymer, how to learn, what we're wearing a Beggar Techeles, why does he need to make this whole procession, this whole exhibition of the grace of Tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael wearing a Beggar Shel Techeles? You could say maybe because it was coming to be Teller's Hilchus Hayra, that till the Rosh says in Hayrius, that till it's Paskind Halacha L'maisa, then it's not Psak. But the whole display, for that you only needed one person to come with the Shaila. What did he need to display? All the tzaddikim of Klal and the Siyo Eda wearing this Beggar Shel Techeles. I think the explanation is as follows. What was Korach's taina? His taina was, Kol Eda Kulam Kedoshim. He says, we don't need a Zeicher. If we embody Techeles, we embody the Kisei HaKavod, that the Inyan of Techeles is that we're going to be misboinen in the Kisei HaKavod at the end of everything. We embody that. Why would we need a zeicher as a reminder? We are there. This is where we are. If you've got a bais moli sforim, the whole avira of the house, the whole where we are in, what we do in this house is kulay in yonei limud Torah. Why would you need a reminder when you come in? The Rambam says in yonei limud mezuzah is kedei lizkor ba'avas Hashem, to remember avas Hashem as you're coming in. You remember yichudai v'yisboinim ba'avosai. This is all you're doing. You're learning all day. Torah is what, that's Avira of the house. What do you need a Zeicher for? And Korach L'Chayu had a taina. This was why he had to make this exhibition. He brought the biggest tzaddikim. He says, look at them. They need reminders. They don't think of anything else besides Hashem. Look at their begodim. It's a bog, a beged molly tcheles. Klal Yisrael, the Shechinah's besoich Klal Yisrael. Umadua tisnasu. Look who we have over here. We need a Zeicher. Zeichus are people who, for example, a person wants to make a life choice, so he makes a decision, and then he needs the life coach to remind him, are you still holding by that that decision? So we need a reminder, somebody prodding you, a daily thought, a daily prodding of chizuk. But what if your whole life is an exemplification of Torah of Yerushalayim, and that's everything is? You need a reminder. You're about to learn, but you're still kissing the mezuzah. What's going on?
What's going on? Thinking about what he said, or did he have something behind his mind? And this was a teretz to come into machloekes.
So this seems like the same question you were asking before. The question is, that was just this a teretz, or was this a real, he was coming from a real place of lishma, trying to understand the Torah and have a kasha, it was just a kasha learning. So I'm going to get there.
The view of tzitzis and mezuzah, mitzvahs, nothing to do with Moshe, then we have to need tzitzis or mezuzah.
So,
you can't complain to Moshe, and God said this.
So, yeah, this is a question. This is a good question. The question being asked is that if Hashem gave us a mitzvah of tzitzis, so then surely we shouldn't, then how could anybody come making Kal V'chaymer on an Arab kanfos that this shouldn't need tzitzis? So, we want to answer this, that these are Torah Shebaal Peh. In Torah Shebaal Peh, if you'd have a beged molly tcheles, then that could be misvar. The Torah never spoke about that. Because if the beged is a tcheles de kebeged, is a beged, which is kuloi, a giloi of this inyan called tcheles, then misvara, you could hear that you won't need a reminder because this is, you are wearing a tcheles de kebeged, like the same inyan of a bias molly svarim. But it wouldn't be a hafgav of the Torah because if somebody would be wearing a beged shalosh al tcheles, he's not coming to usurp the mitzvah chas v'shalom, be oikah the mitzvah from the Torah. He was coming to say, over here in this case, we shouldn't need to wear tzitzis.
Nothing to do with Moshe. Don't complain to Moshe.
Moshe, because halacha Torah Shebaal Peh. because Moshe Rabbeinu was saying halacha. They were coming with a shaila in halacha. That hacha b'mayaskinum. What did the Torah mean when they said you have to put a tchelis? On a beged shel tchelis, you have to put a psil shel tchelis? Or dafka a beged sheino shel tchelis, you need to put a psil shel tchelis? That was the coming. If you would have come and said that there's no mitzvah tzitzis in the Torah, there shouldn't be a mitzvah tzitzis, you'd be right. But once we have criteria where the Torah could still apply, then it's not called being oikev from the Torah, and you could talk to Moshe Rabbeinu about that in Torah Shabbat Pe. There's interesting machlekes here. Let's go back to this nekudas machlekes, what's going on between Moshe and Korach. On the one hand, Moshe is saying it's chayeves betzitzis. On the other hand, Korach is saying it shouldn't need to. What's this machlekes? We know the Ramban in Sof Parshas Bo says, Rov HaMitzvus is a zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim, a zikorin. We need constantly to be having, be instilled with a zikorin for the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He says, Rov HaMitzvus are there just to give a zikorin for yitzias Mitzrayim, to remind us. It's a reminder. And Me'idach, this is the inyan of all mitzvahs. What's this inyan? Why would we need a zecher? We need a reminder. The reason being is because we're living in a world of chulin. We know the mitzvahs, all the inyan of mitzvahs is kedusha, it's to bring it, it's holiness. What does it say by the parasha of tzitzis? The man tiskru vasisim es kol mitzvoisai v'hiyisem kedoshim lalikechem. Right? The purpose of mitzvah, this is zechira, l'man tizkoi. V'yolachem mitzvah, or isa moisa, zechartem is called mitzvah Hashem, you'll have a reminder, is that we should be kedoshim. Korach's taina was, you are kedoshim. The parsha of tzitzis is telling you that you need a reminder to be kedoshim. The reason being is, because we're in the olam of choyl. This is a world, a mundane world. A world which is, whatever needs to happen here has not yet happened. We're in a world where it's choshech. It's a place that whatever it's going to be, whatever reality we're going to be living in, it's a place of hester. It's choshech. Even in the highest madrigas of Dor HaDei, Dor Deo, there's still an element where the world hasn't come to tikkuno, where the world is still, it's only there because of it being constantly reinforced and being reminded. Do you know why there's a bias mole sforim? Do you know why people are wearing tcheles, having a beged shel tcheles? Only because they're living in this constant mitzias of zechira. They're constantly reminding themselves. They're constantly being reminded, being nizka about Yediyas Hashem. It's never a naturally integrated system. It's not that Hashem is here, this is it, we're here. It's constantly only b'toras, you could have forgotten and you're not. When we wake up in the morning and we know our name, we don't remembering our name, we know it. But if you by Torah mitzvah, since it's kedusha, since it's transcendental, since it's not part of our existence here, since it's not naturally integrated, like the Ramah says, it's mafli lasa, it's a pele that we're bringing down the ruchnis into this world, then everything we're having, even if it seems like the kola eda is mole kedusha Hashem, it's only because there's something called zechira. We're being nizka. It's an inyan of when we remember something. Where it's pshat is, how we understand it, that there's a place of lack of awareness, and we need to bring it to the fore. It's a place where this awareness is not natural. What's Korach's taina? Korach's taina says, he's seeing what we have in front of us. Look at these people. It looks like it's mamash mol. It's like it says at the end of Parashat Vayikra, Kvod Hashem mol es mishkan. There was nothing else. Eidet milvadoi mamash came out. They were on the madrega, the midpoint. There's nothing else. They couldn't entertain that. All of this is really because We're being zeicha. They thought this was it. This is where we've reached our aim. We've reached our goal. This is what Hashem wants. We're all molei kvod Hashem, and this is it. When in truth, it's only because of a zeicha going on. Where did Korach go wrong? Well, this seems to be a very lamdash machlokes. It's harsh to think that Korach would suffer from such a mistake, such tragedy. Because he didn't understand this. He could have fooled anybody. Like we started off saying, in the time of the Midbar, people didn't understand. There's a mokum for Sarara. It's neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a kvod Hashem mole es mishkan. Kola eidah kulam kedoshim. What's going on? Where did it all start? Where did this problem start? Everybody's talking about the bad midas of Korach. There must have been some agenda, some intrigue over here about Yichus, about who's going to be the next Admo, who's going to be the next leader. It's very, and all I'm saying sounds, it's abstract, it's Lomdish, it's Torah, it's, what went wrong over here? I was always brought up with a question I used to hear from the Mashkiach. Korach, Noisa Aron, Korach, Korach could do such a thing. Yes, even Korach could do such a thing. That was always the answer. I want to say, maybe we could give an explanation in that. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael writes as follows. He brings from Nechunya ben Akona. I daven before I learn that when I make a mistake, I should not, my chavrusa shouldn't laugh at me, and that when he learns, I shouldn't be laughing at him. It's that strangest tefillah that you could think of when you're coming to the base of Medrash. This is like, you daven, I should say, the right pshat. I shall understand. This is all about this. The whole thing is about, and what's going to be the result of that? Machavros will laugh at me. It's really not me in Yonoi, the Limud Torah right now, this tefillah. Limud Torah should be, I should be zeichet to be a suki shmeitzer libe de hilchosa, and to know pshat. Says the Maral. Even with the Talmud Chacham Gadol, the Lev HaAdam naturally leans to rejoicing in a mistake or anything, something missing in what his fellow would be saying. Ki kol Adam betivoy shesomech b'shloimus asher yeshloi al zulosoi. Every person naturally is semech in that which he finds himself better, more perfect than his fellow friend. Well, akach mispalel, Chunya Kan Akana made this tefillah. Shelo yelich achativoy. He shouldn't go after his nature. V'yismach kishachavei nichshol b'dvar alocha v'hoeinei nichshol. V'im hadavu hu. I'm jumping a bit. V'im hadavu hu kach b'shlei me'amayla. This was the time of the Heilige Tanoim. In our day, in the Maral's day. So, what is Teva? We're talking about, this is a very important thing to understand. Rav Nechunya ben Akona was Sholim b'chol mine shleimus. Every middah of his was rectified. He was Mole Kvod Hashem. We can't, if we want to understand how we couldn't even, if Rav Nechunya ben Akona would walk into this base of Medrash right now, we won't be here. We can't even fathom Kedushas Rav Nechunya ben Akona. Yet he's davening for such a simple, it's even childish, netia, a leaning, which is like, yeah, he didn't say good, I say better. And when you read the Maral, he's not saying it's coming from the Yetzer Hara. He does not say this is bar min ha-yetzahara. He says, Lev Adam betevoy. This is the way Hashem made it. But I don't understand. Hashem made Ha'adam Yosha. Behema bikshu cheshbonus rabim. So what went wrong with it? Why is this, where's this conflict? That we're going to be sameach, it's better, this competition. What's going on? I think the answer is as follows. The Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to Brachos, Lo nivra ha'olam ela yechidim. The world was created for yechidim, for individuals. Lo l'rabim, for individuals. He quotes Reb Shimon bar Yochai as saying, Re'isa b'nei aliyah v'heimu mu'atim. B'nei aliyah mu'atim. The emestika avdei Hashem, those who are shleimim, are the yechidim. And it's hard for us to understand. The Rambam also asks, so what's everybody doing? So where are all of us? He says, we're all there just to be there for the Yechidim. But why is it like that? Hayad Hashem tiktzot to make many people Sholim? And the answer is avada not. Do you know what it says in Yemos HaMashiach is going to be? There'll be no competition. There'll be no famine or war. There'll be tremendous shefa in the world. The only interest, the only achievement, the only goal would be to know Hashem. There will be a time when the Chachamim Gedolim, which Rambam talks about, those Yechidim, the Chachamim Gedolim, Hayodim es Hashem, and they've reached this Shleimus, and there's going to be many of them. And they're going to know things which even Yaakov Avinu never knew. They're going to know the Dvar Mastumim, which Chachamim said, it was Nistam Ameina Yaakov Avinu, the Chachamim will know. So when we say the Olam was Nivra L'Yechidim, what does it mean? What does Reb Shimon Yochai mean? He means that the pinnacle of success is when the experience of Gadlus, of completion, is an individual experience. It's something very private. It's something between you and Hashem, and it's not popular. It's not going to be it's not a popular thing. It's something really very, very intimate between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why is Hashem is Echad, Ushmo Echad, that who's going to know him is also going to be an echad. He's not going to be somebody who scatters himself amongst in popular thought. He's nimshach b'deyosef just after the rabbim. He's going to be somebody who's going to be a yachid. And because this yachidus, this individuality, is going to know the true God, Anoichi Hashem, the one who says Anoichi Hashem, this yachid is going to know him as well. And this could be many, many yachidim. But each one's going to be a yachid. It'll never be a rabbim. It's never going to be a popular understanding. It's going to be, each one's going to have his koich ha-yochid. But it'll be a yochid. Going back to koich, we went into slightly the inyan of yechidus. There's much to talk about it. I want to just take out this point to go back into the sugya of koich. On the other hand, though, the Rambam says that we're Klal Yisrael, all the mitzvahs that we have are coming to fix the inyan of rabbim. The inyan where we're, as a population, as an am. Look, go through Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. What do we have? Nezikin, we shouldn't damage our fellow. Noshim, Hilchus, marriage. Tyrus, Kodshim. All those things Rambam says are Tikkun Ha'am. That's how he calls it. It's Tikkun of the Am. Even Yom Tov is a time when the Klal Yisrael come together and the Samech together. He says it's a Tikkun in the people. It's coming to fix the Rabbim. That's what he calls it. That's how he describes it. So we have this, it's a very interesting thing, this. On one hand, we have Kol Achod is Echad Min HaRabim. We're Oysa Chesed. A Chosid is somebody who does Chesed for the other. And that's the Shpitz Shleimus. This is the Shleimus to do Chesed. Or Me'idr Gisa, we're individuals. And we have a Maila in Chochma and Yediyas Hashem, which makes us Yechidim, which makes us individuals and something very special. To coin it in these words, if you want to be special mitzad being a rabbim, don't be an individual. Think about the other person. If you want to be an individual, then it's only where you are in Arba Amashal Halacha. Arba Amashal Halacha, Yom Shenecha Beis HaMekdosh, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Dalad Amashal Halacha, Chachamim, what is Dalad Amas? Dalad Amas is a Mekoyim Shal Adam, a person's private domain. If you want to be individual, where does that find itself? In the Torah. If you want to be one from the rabbim, that's in mitzvah, where we care for others. We don't think about ourselves. We're not selfish. When it comes to Torah, it's selfish. But the selfish is not mutually exclusive from the other person. It's a real, intimate, personal experience. So let's get back to Korach now. What was Korach? Korach was on the, What's Rav Nechunya ben Akana, sorry? Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Why would you have this teva? We asked the question that the Adam was made Yosha. So why would you have this teva of competition? It's interesting, you know, you don't find the cats having wars between people. You don't have like this breed of cats fighting the others. We don't find war between any other species in the world. We have protection of families, but we don't find wars. Mass destruction between different species of animal life. We don't find it at all, only by humanity. Where's what's going wrong over here? Where's this sichsuch that we're coming to be better? we're coming to have jealousy, competition, up to the point that even if you clean up the bad middas of kinah, you clean up the middas which Oichas Tzadikim would say that Rav Nechunya ben Akon is a tzaddik, he's still going to have a problem when he gets into a base of Medrash, and he's still going to find competition over there. What went? What's going? What's happening? I think it's to do with this contradictory reality that we find ourselves in. That on the one hand, we're Echad Min Arabim, we're bottled to the population, we just do for others. Our whole Torah Mitzvahs is for others. And on the other hand, we're individual. And if you're going to be somebody like Rav Nechunya ben Akona, who understands Torah to such a depth, to such a true, his concepts in Torah were so true, they were so real, there was truth, it was a real truth. He understood the truth. Now, if he sees somebody missing a point, which is as good as seeing a famous piece of art with a scratch in the middle, and he's going to say, this isn't it, you're making a mistake. What type of shtiyah is this? What type of rubbish? It's not pshat. Rachmana litzlan midaita didach, the Gemara says. So he should save you. He has no way not to be, he has no way to be soivel, has no way to experience such a reality of missing or not understanding the truth. His individuality, his whole reality is his tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his tfisa of halacha, his dalat amos al halacha. In that place, he is individual. So this is where this contradiction happens. Because you're going to be with him, you're with your friend. So when you're in your own dalat amos al halacha, you're not with him. You're just with you and Hashem. So the fact he's making a mistake doesn't affect you. You're good. But since you are one with him, because on one hand, you're echad, this individuality is going to come out and show, it's going to be, how does one say, it's going to manifest itself in this chibur, in this connection that you have with him. If you could be able to, so to speak, purify yourself that, in where I know Hashem, it's over here, it's in a mokim kodesh. Where I am with him is in a mokim choil, but we're all together. This is where we're all together. We're not yet in kodesh kodesh, over here we just care about each other. So in this place, we have to daven that the Leva Odom is not going to be noted to hear that this gadlus, this individuality that you have, is not going to manifest itself in your connection to your friend. You could have your completion, your gadlus, in your own Dalad Amos Shal Aloch, and that shouldn't hurt him. That shouldn't come on expense of your friend's chisoyin. So even though you could be seeing he's making a mistake, and you couldn't hold yourself back because this is your life, this is who you are, there's no other way about it. But when you're with him, you're one. You're not coming to be better than him. You're not coming to be Sameach. But this is a natural course of events. If you're going to have a madrega called Neshama and a madrega called Guf, which is where you are together with everybody else, this is going to happen. There's no way other way about it.
Okay.
So, what was Korach? People say Korach. It's because it was Korach. It was because of the greatness of Korach, who could be masik. For Kol Aido Kulam Kadoshim, he exemplified Shleimus in every way. That was made an assign for him more than anybody else to have an intrigue of Machlokas. Rav Nechunya ben Akona had to daven that this intrigue shouldn't happen to him, because it's a natural course of events. Korach was saying that we're on the Shleimus. He didn't understand, there was something he'd missed. Obviously, like we explained before, that we need a Zeicha. But this point we spoke about, what was his agenda, what was his intrigue, this intrigue was totally natural. The time on Korach was, why didn't he have it hard enough? They shouldn't have had it. The people in the Midbar couldn't know who was right, Kimat. It's something which is, Kimat can't see such a thing. It was the divide is too fine. The subject title was Korach versus Mashiach. We have 2 minutes to explain where does Mashiach come into all of this. Going back to the first point we spoke about, that do we need a zeicha? All our mitzvahs are a zeicha. That's what's going on over here. Tzitzis, mezuzah, We need to remind ourselves, we need to reconnect to the Kedusha, because we're in a mundane world, we're in a world of Choyl. This was Korach's blind spot, because he didn't realize, even though the Kedusha and Ashras HaShechina came down, but the receptacle of this, all this Kedusha, was still Choyl, and it was only there because it's being remembered. It wasn't its natural state. When is it going to be a natural state? Will it ever be a natural state? So we quoted the Rambam before. We said in Yemois HaMashiach, it's going to be the natural state of the world. It's going to be the Ladasis Hashem. There's going to be tremendous Kedusha in the world. There's going to be tremendous Hashpaz Tovis. There won't be any kin of a Tacharus. Why is a kin of a Tacharus between Korach Vadosa and Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is it even in a Beis HaMedrash? Because there's still an element of Choyl. There's still an element of Medeinus where we're still doing popular thinking, we're being nimshach after the Havaya of this world. When Mashiach comes, he needs to have a new koyach. How do we make this world of Choyl into something special? How can we make it that its natural state is Yedias Hashem and not remembering? The Rambam writes in Yud Gimel Ikrim, he says that Zera David is a special yichus. It's part of the ikka who's going to be Mashiach. The reason why is because it's not something that we can generate in our own from ourselves. We can't know who's Mashiach. We can't create a Mashiach. Mashiach's chiddush is that he can create a metzias in choyl, a metzias in the mundane world, where in the mundane world, with all the chashivas, with all the superiority of a celebrity, the way we view celebrities nowadays, is going to be who's going to be our celebrity? Somebody who's going to make the inyan hachoil in this world, ladasas Hashem. That this should be the most prized pursuit of anything we do. All that we do is just ladasas Hashem. Nobody has ever been able to generate that we're not going to be running after the inyan ha'olam. We're not going to be running after money. We're not going to be running after materialism. The pursuit of this world is going to be one pursuit. Ladas is Hashem. There won't be anything else. And you know, as the Rambam says, if you read the Rambam good, it's mashal. It's because of that there'll be even more shefa. Because as long as there's competition in the world of shefa, so then each one's babbling the other. So we can't. Nobody can have a safe bank account anymore because there's too many people stealing, unfortunately, and there's too much crime, and it's not being done correctly. The world is not being run correctly. But when the das is not going, the competition is not going to be there. It's going to be where the competition is going to be in a place of das is Hashem. That's going to be a chiddush of Mashiach. He's going to be able not to misunderstand the inyan of the world. He's going to be able to look at Choyl and say it's, and then bring about this new fanem, the new bikush. It's not going to be mistaken with the bikush of l'historia, inyan of which we find that he said historia. You're coming with celebrity status of malchus. That won't be anymore. That's going to be when Mashiach comes. It, the celebrities, what we call celebrity status, is going to be l'das as Hashem. We should be zeichah to those days of where the bikush of the whole world would be ladasis Hashem to know His Torah. Amen.
Amen. It's okay. On a weekday, it's.